all about young children. Physical development. Large muscle development at around 8 months of age. Large muscle development. Examples of children's developing ability to move large muscles at around 8 months. In the first clip, a child is sitting on the floor, holding a nesting cup in both hands and sucking on it. Another stacking cup is between his legs. He turns the cup over as he continues sucking on it. He then looks to his left. A teacher from off camera moves close to him. Her hand appears on the screen momentarily, and then one knee is visible. The child takes the stacking cup away from his mouth, turns his head further to his left, and looks behind him. He turns his head back and looks down at the nesting cup in his hand. He then looks to the left again while holding on to the nesting cup with one hand. The teacher's hand and arm appear on screen. The child leans on his left hand while twisting his body to look behind him. He turns back partway to his right, looks at the stacking cup, and starts to pound it on the floor. In the second clip, one child is sitting with his back to a teacher. Another child is in the background, sucking on the end of a string of a pull toy. The first child holds a stacking ring in his left hand and the stacking stand in his right hand. He looks at the stacking stand and then bangs it lightly on stacking rings that were underneath it. He puts down the stacking stand and reaches for one of the stacking rings he had banged on. He grasps that stacking ring in his right hand and lets go of the stacking ring in his left hand as he starts to crawl away from the teacher. He crawls several feet to two additional stacking rings and grasps one of them. He moves to a sitting position and looks to his right, while continuing to hold onto a stacking ring in each hand. In the third clip, a child is in a crawling position on a carpeted platform, holding on to a big stuffed worm. The platform has a carpeted incline on one side and carpeted steps on the other. The child looks in the direction of the incline. She makes a babbling sound, and then a teacher off camera says, "Hi." Continuing to babble, the child lets go of the big soft toy and moves to a sitting position with her back to the camera. She moves to a big pillow and pulls up on it to come to a standing position. She then reaches up to a piece of wood on the back of the loft. She holds on with both hands. The teacher can now be seen at the bottom of the slide looking up at the child. The child looks up over the wooden rail. She then turns to look back at the teacher, smiles, and holds out her left hand open as if to communicate hi, while holding on to the wooden rail with her right hand. She turns back to the rail and supports herself by holding the rail with both hands. She lowers herself to a sitting position. Then she turns and shifts her body to a crawling position and looks and smiles at the teacher. She starts to move toward the teacher by scooting on her bottom. Parent discussion of children's large muscle development at around 8 months.
My daughter was an explorer, and just trying to get to know stuff at around that time. And she's really just, what can I touch? What can I get into? I've never been able to move, so now let me be able to move. So it just really made me think about when she was moving around trying to explore stuff.
At age 8 months, my daughter realized that she can get from point A to B and C without me. Mm-hmm. And I swear she just left my lap. You know, I literally held her all the time. And by 6 months, almost seven, she was crawling. And by 8 months, she was cruising. And I thought she was gonna be an early walker, but she wasn't. But it was just that exploration. And it's like I seen her realize that she can you know, explore without me having to hold her or carry her. And she just went on.
I noticed for me with my youngest, he was a preemie. So when he was born, he was 4 pounds. And when it took him a little bit longer to catch up on some of the developmental milestones. And about 8 months is when he started catching up to other like full-term babies. And he was not quite at the sitting up stage. So it was between 8 and 12 months is when I saw him actually catch up to other children that were age-wise, chronologically the same age, but he was still kind of a little bit behind, but it's a fun age.
But yeah, it's funny, the difference between my daughter and my son at 8 months mm-hmm. is that my daughter was ready to explore and was more mobile.
I think it's different because, you know, every kid is different. From 8 to 18 months, I mean, some kids are just far ahead of the game, and then there's some babies that are just like way back. And it's kind of weird because with my daughter, it was our first, and I was like really tentative with her, and I wanted to make sure she was okay. So, I mean, every time she will walk, I'm like right behind her, you know, just in case if she falls, if she misses a step or anything like that, I'm right behind her.
They'll create ways to figure out how to do things bigger kids are doing, even if they couldn't do it. When my son was 8 months, I had a little cousin running around that was almost a year. And she was walking and, you know, holding people's hands as you walk with her. So my son couldn't quite do that, but once he rolled from his back to his stomach, it was like, okay, I'm up and running. That happened, and it was like, okay, I'm sitting up. Yeah, and it was like, it just kept happening ever since. And I was like, it's going so fast. He was just doing this, he was just doing that. But it was amazing being that he couldn't walk, but he figured out how to pull up on stuff and transform from one location to the next, just grabbing things. And then it came with the footsteps. It's just amazing. Like, they're so smart.
A special thanks to the programs and families, without whose help this video series would not have been possible. All About Young Children is a product of the California Department of Education, developed by WestEd. Copyright 2013, California Department of Education.